Harper Audio presents Maybe the Moon by Armistead Maupin, read by the author. The Spiral Notebook. The diary was Renee's idea. She ran across this notebook at Walgreens last week and decided on the spot that it was time for me to start writing things down. Just so you'll know, it's a Mr. Woods notebook, the spiral kind, with a green cardboard cover and the little bastard himself gazing wistfully from his hole in the tree trunk. Renee took this as a major omen. That evening over dinner, she made such a solemn ceremony out of giving it to me that I felt like Moses on Mount Sinai. Since then, so help me, she hasn't stopped peeping at me sideways, watching my every move, waiting breathlessly for the muse to strike. I probably shouldn't start until my period is over, just to keep the pissing and moaning to a minimum. But Renee says that's exactly the time I should be writing. Some journal expert she saw on Oprah says all the important stuff happens while you're feeling like a piece of shit. You just don't realize it until later. I've got my doubts. Serious ones. But I'm willing to risk it if you are. At the moment, Renee is pretending to be engrossed in America's Most Wanted. Though she's all the way across the room, curled up on the sofa like some huge Himalayan kitten, I can almost feel her breath on my neck as I set pen to paper. The pressure is enormous, but I'll try to muddle through, since it seems to mean so much to her. Who knows? Maybe she's right. Maybe there is a movie in my life. Maybe some brilliant young writer-director will discover these...